The Lord be with you.
With your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. How are you all doing with your New Year's resolutions? Yeah, I don't believe a word of it. You know, scientists have said that there is no use trying to cut down on chocolate. That there is a gene in every human being that if we deprive our body of much needed dark chocolate, the gene kicks in and gives us the shake. So, you know, that's why I don't bother trying to get rid of chocolate. But, you know, this is the time of year we all talk about resolutions. We see it in the papers. We see it on the internet. And, of course, it's a good time to take stock and kind of see what's going on. And, of course, weight reduction is always a big one after the holidays. And maybe we start off well and maybe we don't continue too well. But it's always a good thing to stop and say, where am I? What do I need to do? How can I be healthier? How can I grow in my relationship with my brothers and sisters, my family? Well, for us Christians, we have a book that's just filled with resolutions or ways that we should be changing our lives. It's called the Bible. So if we read the Bible every day, we're going to be resolving, hopefully, to change our lives, to do things differently, to increase our prayer life, to reach out to other people, to serve others as God serves us. And so you can't come away from reading the Bible without realizing that we have a long way to go to grow in our faith. And that's a good thing. And, you know, some people say to me in confessions, you know, I commit the same sins and I don't feel like I'm making progress. But I say to them, well, you come to confession. That's wonderful. And you're aware of what you need to work on. That's wonderful. So that's not a bad thing, because we're aware of where we need to continue to grow in our lives and to stretch ourselves. And the gospel is all about, first and foremost, the love of God for us and everything that God has done for us, so that one day we can be with him in heaven. That's our goal. Okay, so that the whole book of the Bible is, and I said this last week, people look at B-I-B-L-E, and look at it as basic instructions before leaving Earth. And it is, it really is. If we look at it, we're going to know how God is guiding us to come closer to Him, to turn away from our own selfishness, our own willfulness, our egos. And boy, I have a trouble with that all the time, believe me. And I'm always struggling with it. And if it weren't for the Bible that says, okay, don't give up, repent, and try again. And that's God. He's so patient and loving. And He's always there for us, not to trip us up, but rather to help us move along. And as we as a community are supposed to be doing the same thing, helping one another along, challenging one another to go further, celebrating with one another when we achieve something that we thought we couldn't achieve. But so the day we die, we're going to be challenged not just to make resolutions, but to keep working on them, to draw closer to the Lord. And there's certainly a wonderful resolution, if you will, that comes from our readings today. It's based on the fact that God is the light of the world. He is drawing all people to Him. That's what He wants. He wants everybody to come to faith in Him, to believe in Him. And so we have the story of the Gentile Magi. They were pagans, and yet here they saw the star, they followed it, and they worshiped Jesus. They came to faith, and that's all part of God's plan. That was from the very beginning. He said to Abraham, through you, all nations will come to me, to God. And that's still the case today. But are all nations, are all people Christians? Do they believe in Jesus Christ? And it's not just a head trip, but rather, if we truly believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, that He is the Savior, then that should be constantly saying, oh my God, that is the best news ever. I know that, and I want to share that with other people. I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to hear that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. That's why the church was created. That's why we're here today, not just to worship God. God doesn't need our worship. But we come to remember how God created us in His image and likeness, and how He has called the church together to be just like the Magi, or just like the shepherds, to see, to hear, to believe, and then go out and proclaim the gospel message. So I don't know exactly what happened when the Magi went back to their native land. You know, there's all sorts of apocryphal stories about that. But we can be sure that they were telling other people about this little baby they saw and said, He's God, He's God. Can you imagine that? And of course, the shepherds, when they saw the Christ child, they didn't keep it to themselves. They went back out into the fields and told all the other shepherds. That really is an image of the church. We come together, we see, we believe, and then we go back out into the world to proclaim the gospel. So really, our real work as Christians begins when we step through those doors, when we go out. We got to keep remembering, how am I not just trying to set a good example, but also to tell people about Jesus? Not to be afraid to use that word, Jesus, the name that saves. Because people can look at us and say, well, that's a really good person. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to know we're Christians, that we believe in Jesus Christ, or that Jesus wants them to be part of His church. But that's our call. That's what happened in baptism. We were committed to the gospel message, to live it and to proclaim it, and to take it out into the world, and to show people through prayer, praying in public places, asking people if we can pray for them, even strangers, letting it be known that we believe in this loving God who wants all of us to be on fire with Him, to know the joy of knowing the Savior. And so I think one of the things we always should be praying for as Christians is joy. Joy. Everybody loves a joyful person. We don't want to go people who are down in the mouth and, you know, negative. We want to be with joyful people. We want to be uplifted. St. Bernard says joy is clearly part of belief. And if we truly have joy, then we have some knowledge and love of God in our lives. So if we can take that joy out into the world, it's not just a feeling, but it's a commitment, a recognition, an action that God is God. He loves us and He wants all people to come to Him. So we remember the Magi today. We've been remembering the shepherds. We remember all the people that came to know Jesus and then went back to their families, to their friends, to their native lands and proclaimed the gospel because they were missionaries. Well, we too are missionaries. We may not be going to Africa, but many people do. God bless them. They travel just like the Magi. But can we go maybe across the street or talk to the person one table away or a stranger that we're standing behind in the grocery line? Can we talk to them a little bit? Maybe ask them, how are things going? What's your life like? Can I say a prayer for you? Believe me, that's a very powerful invitation and gift. So just as Paul says in the reading today that he's been given this wonderful treasury of gifts and blessings, we've got them too. But are we using them? It's not gold, incense, and myrrh, but it's faith in Jesus Christ. It's faith, hope, and love that we've been given. So what better way to continue to honor the Lord and to keep resolving that we're going to draw closer to the Lord than by proclaiming the gospel message and being joyful, showing the joy of the Lord so that people will say, what do you have that makes you so joyful? And then we can talk about our faith. It really is very simple. You don't have to have a degree in theology. You just have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and we all do. And the more we grow in it, the more we're going to be proclaiming it, being comfortable to say that, yes, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I'd like you to know him too. So let's pray as disciples that we will be on fire with our faith and always looking for opportunities to take our faith wherever we go, the workplace, families, new countries or states that we visit, but always take it so that other people can come to know the goodness of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.